At KFSK in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki for the local news department. I'm joined in the studio today, school board member Cheryl File and activities director Jamie Cabral and school superintendent Rob Thomason are all in the studio today. We're going to talk about tonight's school board agenda and any other school issues to talk about, and you're welcome to call in with a question or comment at 772-3808. We'll try to answer that question. It's kind of a light agenda tonight, but one of the big issues is the school budget for next year, which is something that has to be approved every year by the school board. This year's budget is pretty status quo and not any big changes, Rob, in what the spending plan is? Or
it is, Joe. It's a status quo budget. We've reduced staff slightly, as we talked about in our earlier budget discussions.
Sarah Holmgren. we can find a mic for you. Yeah, grab a seat for you somewhere. Okay.
Rob. No, that's fine. It's we're really thrilled with the way the legislature came through. It wasn't as dire as we thought it might be. The borough is supporting the schools, and so we are able to continue the fine programs we have going. We're excited. Okay. Be a good year.
Cheryl, any big changes you want to see in that budget? Are you happy with the spending plan that's there?
Sorry. No, I think it looks good this year, and hopefully it won't have to have many more cuts for a while.
Okay. And we'll get Sarah Holmgren just joined us in the studio as well, another board member. Sarah, anything you like to see different with the spending plan, or you like the direction?
No, things are good. It's kind of a relief to get at least almost that portion completely done before we – seems like school's just about to be over, and then before we know it, it'll be starting again.
Yeah, right. And we're in a kind of a transition because this is Rob's last month, a little over a month now. So
it is.
And we have new superintendent coming in, and she's scheduled to start when? When does she get here?
Her first official day, Lisa Stroh. Her first official day is July 1st. However, she will be here May 28th, 29th, and 30th looking for housing, and she will be meeting with some of the staff on the 28th and seeking housing on the 29th and 30th. So if folks have leads on houses she might rent just to get herself settled into town, she ultimately wishes to buy, but maybe give Sharon a call at the district office, 772-4271, if you can point us in the right direction to assist her.
Okay, and there will be some overlap with you here working with her and getting her set up. So
correct. We have a transition plan going, and we're looking for a very low slope as opposed to a cliff. It should just continue on one day that should lead into the next, and it should be effortless for everybody.
Okay. Are there any big send-off parties planned for Rob? Looking at the board members here? Not yet, but I bet there will be, right?
Rob is hoping not. He's a very low-key, calm kind of guy.
Okay. All right. Well, we mentioned the budget. There's also a couple, curriculum matters to talk about. I think we'll hear about a report from on the curriculum committee.
Correct. Language arts, and then the group to present on that, the secondary language arts, and then Rick Dormer. In our district, the principals head up curriculum areas. We'll be doing a presentation on the future for what the next adoption cycle is. Yes.
Okay. We'll hear an update on the elementary school siding window renovation project that's going on, and it looks like it's in full swing and moving along quickly, huh?
Tony Yorba, who is the architect, the principal architect for this project, was in town just the other day. He did an on-site inspection. We are thrilled with the work that Alaska Commercial Contractors is doing, and I, not being a construction kind of person, look at it and go, looks great. But Tony gave them high praises, wrote a nice little letter and a report and some photographs. There is a place on the website people can see where we're adding photographs as it develops. It's the local guys that are working on the project, and what's happening there is just fantastic. The staff is dug deep and are moving things around. We have the new containers in place to store all the stuff in the classroom. Those rooms that are done that now have windows in place, people walk into them in the morning and they can actually say they say they actually feel a difference. It's just that the air is calmer and it just feels warmer. So it's going to be a wonderful thing when it's done.
These are new double pane windows.
Oh, yeah, and the insulation value and everything is going to be great.
Okay. And just to highlight, too, I think everybody's heard it by now, but there's a different end date for students at the elementary school because of that. And that is the last day for school for
May 30th for the elementary folks.
Okay, it's coming up fast.
Yes, the youngsters are pretty excited. The teachers are not going to be done. We've carved this time out to provide the opportunity for them to pack up the room so when it comes August, they'll know where their stuff is and how to access it. It just seemed like the most efficient and effective way to go, to have the kids out, to have the teachers continue on and give the building over to the contractors.
Okay. And a different date for the upper grades, for middle school and high school. That's a couple of days later. Let's see. Let's put Jamie on the spot here.
You're a really good voice.
Okay. The fifth is the last day for middle school, high school. Half day for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And graduation is right before that, the 3rd, 7 p.m. at the high school. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So a couple of big dates coming up. And also we should mention we'll hear from the Wellness Committee tonight. Ginger Evans heading up that effort. And I think those are the major items from tonight. Board members, what are we missing? What else are you going to be talking about tonight?
Sarah? I don't know if we have much anymore, but we'll be welcoming our two new board members.
Oh, that's right.
Which will be exciting, so that we'll be a full board again. And so that's exciting. There'll be both Dr. J. Lister and Meg Lister. Lister. It's going to be a hard one to stumble over. Sorry, Meg. But it'll be nice to have them on the board and get them spooled up on what's been going on.
Okay. And Cheryl, any thoughts or things coming up from your end?
No, but I think that our new board members are going to add a lot to us, for us, and I think they're going to do awesome. I can't wait for it to happen.
All right. We have Jamie in here to talk a little bit about activities, which are very busy in the upper grades right now, middle school, high school. Let's dive in. The big news, of course, the success of the track teams up in Juneau, the girls' team taking first and the boys' team almost getting first, but just narrowly missing. Jamie, what do you have on that front?
Yeah, that was a very close one in the boys' race. And while we were all enjoying Mayfest activities, the coaches were over in Juneau staying as energetic as they possibly could coming down to the wire, especially in the boys' race, where 3.5 points separated the Sitka boys and our boys in first and second place. So it came down to the last event in the boys' race. And the girls just, to put it simply, dominated at regions. They scored 190 points, and then the next closest team was at 109. So the girls just did what I thought they would be doing, and took care of business over there at the region meet. A couple names that just kind of standouts that were over there. Isabel Ith scored a maximum of 40 points for the team, and was runner up in what they call the outstanding runner of the meet. And it went to Ketchikan's Jaylee Taylor, who is another well rounded, talented athlete down there in Ketchikan. But as a freshman for Isabel, she's got a lot more accolades, I think, coming her way. She did fantastic there. Getting first in the 100-meter dash was Isabel. Emma Chase came in fourth in that one. In the boys' section in the 100-meter, Stuart Medallin was sixth. P.K. Bunyi is fifth, so also our technology guru student, also doing track and field, did well there. In the girls' 400-meter, Kaylee Eddy finished second. Robin Schwartz a close third. Boys 400-meter, Andrew Matisson finished second. Evan Marsh was fourth. Girls 800-meter, Kylie Wallace was second. Grace was third. So very lot in those top threes, top one, two, three spots for our girls finishing there, and our boys as well. Our relay teams did phenomenal as well, and our hurdling teams, hurdle girls. Girls 100-meter, Isabel finished first. Kaylee Eddy third. Abby Taylor fourth. So kind of went 1-3-4 on that one, earning a ton of points. And the boys 300-meter hurdles, Ben Zarlingo finished first. Casey Bell was fourth. Billy Ware was sixth. And in our relay teams, our Petersburg A team for the girls 4x1 finished second to Haynes. It was a very close, probably about half a second between them, 1 second almost, actually half a second difference in their times between first and second. The boys 400 got third place. The girls 4x2 finished first. They'll be going up to state. And I think in the 4x2, they are seeded third by 0.3 seconds. Mm-hmm. And so the first place team is actually a minute ahead of everyone else up in Glen Allen. But second and third place is about 0.3 seconds difference in that second, third place for that relay. But all of our state competitors that are going, they'll be leaving tomorrow night on the ferry heading up and flying out of Juneau. Alan Jensen, Isabel Ith, Casey Bell, Ian Fleming, Billy Ware, Evan Marsh, Ben Zarlengo, Fran Abbott, Emma Chase, Kaylee Eddy, Robin Schwartz, Hannah Funt, Grace Weller, Mariah Taylor, and Abby Taylor. All 15 of those will be representing Petersburg at the state track and field meet at Diamond High School this weekend. So a very large group of Petersburgians heading up there to represent us at the state meet. So
that's great. Impressive. Yeah. We also already heard from Coach Engel about baseball, and they had beautiful weather for a doubleheader last week.
It was gorgeous out there.
And their first ever varsity win the week before that. So
yep.
That's impressive.
Yep. First varsity win. They're going to be heading to Juneau this weekend as well, going up and getting one game against Thunder Mountain, one game against Sitka in our last conference games before regionals on the beautiful field at Moeller Park in Sitka on the lovely turf. So it's nice that we've got three games in already over there. So they'll be hitting the regionals not this weekend but the following. So,
all right, yeah. Great. And let's see what else.
Middle school track and field just got done. They did a phenomenal showing down in Ketchikan. Middle school volleyball finished up in the last couple weeks of April. Just a ton of kids doing a lot of activities around and just getting involved. So coming down to the wire of the last couple pieces of activities that we got going. And then Earlier, we had the Jack Colton come through. A couple of our kids and Ketchikan kids came up on a boat and doing all the nautical things that they do on the boat. They had a fantastic time here. Sonny Rice and Joni Johnson did a fantastic job with that crew there and working with Ketchikan, getting our kids on a boat and then kind of enjoying that time.
Great opportunities.
Yeah, great opportunities.
All right.
And fall sports coming around in about 2.5 months.
get in shape.
Yes. Cross country starting August.
Don't start slacking because it's
August
summertime.
August 4th, cross country is starting up. And then volleyball and swimming August 11th, just around the corner.
Okay.
So
do you know the schedules and how they look next year?
I got them all. I think I've got everything scheduled up to February 12th now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're all on the activity calendar. We're going to release the paper ones here for each activity. We are hosting swim regionals next year on Halloween weekend, October 31st, November 1st. So swim regionals will be then. We'll have the whole Southeast here for the region meet. And then we're also hosting a cross-country meet on September 13th.
Okay.
That's a Saturday. And then we're also hosting wrestling October 17, 18 here at home. So
great.
Fall will be nice and busy. And first home games and first home activities for swimming and volleyball will be September 5 and 6 at home, swimming and volleyball against Juneau Douglas. So
okay, right after the start of school there.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So
all right. Great. Thank you for that update. Board members, what else are we missing, or Rob, for tonight's meeting or other school issues that we should mention?
Well, tonight is student recognition night, and at 6:30, I think it's 6:30 before the meeting, we're going to be having the student recognitions, and that's always a fun time to recognize a lot of the same kids. And the Jack Cotent on my mind recognizing. So we're just thrilled with Sarah said, with welcoming two new board members to the and what a great first night to be a new board member. I mean, student recognition and the budget for next year, because it's all about kids, and a budget's a plan and a plan is a budget. So it's just a wonderful first night for those two folks too.
All right. And 6:30 tonight, Borough Assembly Chambers, which is where the meeting is as well. Sarah?
Yeah, I hate to conflict with the board meeting, but there is an art show with three students in the Commons area tonight, right? And that starts at 7? Or did you guys already cover that?
5:30 to 7,
I believe. Oh, good. 5:30. Oh, good. We can go before the board meeting, before the awards assembly for the kids.
But there's also a drama class performance at 6:30
in
the Wright Auditorium. So there's a lot going on
school-wise
tonight. So. Plus other meetings out there in the community. So hope you can get to them. You can hear the school board meeting broadcast live tonight at 7 o'clock. Anything else we're missing? No? We'll hear more from you then. Thank you all for coming in today. Coming up next, Street Beat Music. Ross Nenuk III is your host. And before I go to that, one late notice here. Little League practice for the Nationals this evening has been canceled. Just handed that note. No practice Little League for the Nationals tonight. Coming up next, Street Beat Music. Ross Nenuk III is your host.